Welcome.
Swing your hips from side to side.
Welcome to our show. Grand Rapidians play video games.
Take that shit away from him.
I need to take the soundboard away from Simon.
Where is it? Three.
Right.
We've got a new feature here, and Simon's having fun with it.
Right now, the podcast is
powering up.
So it's where three former and still world record holder in video games talk about some beer, some other adult beverage, and a video game and recommend something.
Did we say Grand Rapidians play video games?
We did.
All right.
At least once, maybe more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name of our show.
I'm Ginger.
I'm Simon.
My name is Willie. I'm using way too many napkins.
Your napkin. So pass me the glass because am going to pour some ectoplasm from Massachusetts. It is a cider.
Our first beverage today.
Yep, it's cider from Far From the Tree. It's actually from Salem, Massachusetts. And I can't wait to have see this nice crack. Here, we'll pour it in here.
Holy crap.
So,
this looks like Ecto Cooler.
Cider is actually made, it's apple cider with green peppers, jalapenos, and kiwi.
It looks like,
ectoplasm.
Like mana.
Yes.
Mana?
Yeah.
From the Bible.
You know, like the.
There you go, Will. Sorry.
Thank you.
Like the potion you get. There's like life potion. There's magic potion. There's.
Okay.
This is so fucking good.
Holy.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It smells like green pepper.
Good.
It smells like, yeah.
Jalapeno. Green pepper. And it. It's so green and yummy. And I love it.
Wow.
But it's good sweet juice with just a little bit of spicy bite.
I've never tasted anything like that.
No, it's so different.
Mm-hmm. It's super good.
All
the flavors stand out.
It's amazing because when I read what was in it, I was like, oh my God, that sounds so weird. And then I drank it and I'm like, hell fucking yes. It's so good.
Wow.
It's a very good cider. I think I gave it 5 on Untapped, and it's just, it's so different.
The flavor changes like 10 times.
Yeah.
From when you first drink it to when the, what's that word? What's that term?
Aftertaste
mm-hmm. comes through.
Yes.
I give it 4.75 out of 5.
It's so different, but it works.
Yeah, I'd say 4.75 is legit.
Mm. One of the best ciders. One of the best ciders out there.
Yeah, I want to put one up and like save it because this only comes out around Halloween. And just if you don't know, we found out that Salem is extremely busy during October.
It's one of those things.
But it's a cider. Obvious. So yep. It's probably not something that you really want to age forever. It's probably better the fresher that it is.
Probably.
So. You could drink it and clean the can out and put it up.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a really cool can, too.
Uh-huh.
It has, like, a guy, and there's, like a monster coming out of his face, and it has, like, a glass ectoplasm.
It almost looks like Tesla, the guy does.
Yeah. It was really cool when we were at the cidery, the the drawing on the chalk had like the Ghostbusters trap to catch the ghost. Yeah. I was like, yeah, yep. Hell yeah. So that was a great little place. I'm glad we went.
It's crazy how it has a taste of something spicy and you almost feel like it should be spicy.
And then it's not.
But it's very sweet. It's juicy too. Yeah.
It is a very good balance and it's super fucking cool.
Delicious.
Out of all the flavors, I think the kiwi is the most subtle.
Yeah.
It brings a sweetness, but the green pepper mm-hmm. and the jalapeno in it, like, it just balances it well, so it's not oversweet. It's like...
I think the kiwi is the sour bit, so it's like sweet and sour and mm-hmm. slightly spicy.
It's so good.
It's like a good soup. Except cold and fizzy.
And bright ass green.
And bright ass green. Well, all good soup is.
Yeah. So, do you have a different beer you're going to talk about, or no?
Not at the moment.
All right.
Probably later.
So, we gonna be right back, or we gonna...
Yeah, we'll be right back after this message from a podcast friend. Listen to these folks. They got a good show.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection.
So many fucking VHS tapes.
An internet connection.
It's acceptable.
And extremely uninformed opinions.
That you're kind of understating it.
My name's Dan.
I'm George.
And I'm producer Chris.
George, I really liked your interjections there.
Yeah, it was a good back and forth.
So we're cutting a promo, so we should probably tell people what the fuck we do.
Yeah, what do we do, yeah. Producer Chris? What do you
we
produce?
We are a podcast that watches VHS tapes in alphabetical order.
Yeah, man.
That's basically it. We start the show with two movies on board from a certain letter of the alphabet. We flip a coin between them, take a brief intermission while we watch it, and then we come back and we talk about it.
This one's way more boring. Like, this one sounds
pretty good. This makes us sound like we know what the fuck we're doing.
We don't. It's uninformed, man. Oh, yeah. Shit. We're out of
time. We're out of time.
Bye.
I don't know. Maybe.
He doesn't have very long.
I know. That's why I guess we're going to just do real life XP now, right?
Are we recording?
Yes.
Now he did that shit to you like he did that shit to me like fucking last week. I was like, what the fuck? Or like the week before. I can't even remember.
Real life XP, PCP.
TMCR, PCT.
I was going to make.
PCP. P behind a transformer. Oh, I said it.
All right, now no. That's got to be the name of the episode.
P behind the transformer.
Video on our Patreon.
Well, how did you get some real life XP? Unless Simon wants to go first.
Sure.
Okay, Simon can go first.
He's back again. Hey!
I got some real life XP LLC by The Misfortune of Others, unfortunately.
Did you kick some people's ass at Magic?
Well, yes, but that's unrelated. We had some turnover at work because of improper use of company funds, shall we say?
Oh, a little bit of stealing.
A little bit of embezzlement, I think they call it. When
happened at my work, too.
Oh, yeah?
Not too long ago with a certain someone that likes to send dick pics. But anyways, it was fucking a magical day.
Well, go ahead. This lady never sent dick pics that I'm aware of, but...
I mean, maybe she did.
Maybe she did.
Who knows?
Now that she's gone, her duties have been kind of split up, so I've been given a new task or title. I would call it a promotion, even though it's not.
Yeah.
It's,
Is it more money?
It happens. I did get a slight bump in pay, which is
nice.
What's
the dee-dee-dee-dee, or the... Oh my god, we cannot do that many fucking noises. People are gonna get irritated as fuck.
But now I'm in charge of our QMS ISO system, and
sweet.
I'm going through training. I'm leading down a path now that's a quality engineer. So I'm gonna move further away from the sweat of.
The floor.
Chibber.
Hell yeah. Yep.
You'll be slacking off in an office chair instead.
Exactly.
Welcome to the office life. It's actually really nice, though, when you work in a nice office.
Yeah.
It is.
So, for that, I will save my real XP until I hear how much you guys...
Bullshit! just give yourself,
you're gonna save it for the next episode?
Points.
All right, you can take zero.
So I got a raise, I got a new title, got some training. I would say each one of those is worth 100 XP, so 300 XP.
I say that's... fucking fair.
No, that's way too many.
That's way too many. Yeah. Oh yeah, we've been always nice.
Cut that in half and add a couple.
Times it by 5.
175.
Yep, 175.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
I'll take it.
Okay, Sure. Will, right. You want to go next or
should I? Yeah, I'll go next.
All
right. I've seen a few movies recently. I mean, they're like, there was a high quality, like, scary Halloween movie that was okay. Watched like an old Japanese movie that was pretty good.
That shit was funny.
But I'm going to go with the film I watched called Anonymous Rex. And actually, probably can't call it a film because it was a sci-fi original. They probably filmed it using a VHS camcorder.
It was based on a, there's a book series, actually. Like Blair Witch Project?
Maybe a little bit. It wasn't a shaky cam like that. Okay. But it was just a made-for-TV movie.
Cheesy. Yeah.
It was
sci-fi, like,
I forget who the star was, but...
I'd have to look. But it's actually based on a book. There's a book series of, like... Go ahead.
It was a cop who was actually a velociraptor.
That makes sense.
And he was partners with the fat Baldwin brother, who was actually a triceratops. And so when dinosaurs died out, they actually didn't die out, but they disguised themselves as humans throughout history, and they're really smart. And obviously. So he's a private eye detective that was a velociraptor. And they keep themselves disguised with, like, these holographic disguises. Mm. Back in the 1800s, they used to use, you know, like, rubber masks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the technology has advanced. So they got holographic.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Because that's so legit.
That's a thing.
And, yeah, so I really enjoyed this sci-fi movie about him. There's, like, a religious cult where the dinosaurs don't want to put up with human society and want to come out. Mm-hmm. It's about one in every 10,000 people is actually a lizard person.
That's not real.
And they put themselves in positions of power.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah. That shit was funny.
Uh-huh.
I actually found out about
it. It was the best bad movie I've seen in a long time.
I found out about it on a Cinemassacre. Like, they reviewed something, and one of my favorite bands, Psycho Stick, was talking about it with him. And I was like, I have to put this on the Netflix DVD quay. So
yeah, I recommend Anonymous Rex. If you're into that kind of thing.
Well, how many XP?
Oh, for watching that movie, I think I get 82 XP.
I think you deserve 85.
Yeah?
All right. Sure, I was going to say bonus. 83, but 85 sounds good.
Average it out and say 84?
84.25.
Sure.
No, we're doing quarters now?
Well, no.
No, it's experience points.
You got to round down.
So 83.
84. 84.25 rounded down is 84.
84.
Okay. I'll take 84 XP for watching that movie.
That was way too much math.
Oh my gosh. So.
So Ginger.
My real life XP was not losing my shit when we were in traffic for 4 hours in downtown Salem, Massachusetts.
Thanks for driving.
Oh my god.
Did you sleep the whole time?
No.
No.
No. Like, it was...
No, we were listening to podcasts.
Yeah, we were listening to podcasts, and like we were going to help set up Podtails later that night, which we volunteered the next day for, which that is another topic.
We'll talk about that next episode.
But it should have took 10 minutes literally to get out of that town, and it took 4 fucking hours.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The first 2 blocks that we drove, it took half an hour to go 1 block.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. I mean, we did get to see one of the old houses in there. It wasn't quite the witch house, but we walked up to the witch museum, and then we found out that October, if you don't want to be, like, batshit crazy.
Looks like you're fucked.
Yeah, dude, straight up, like... Everyone from Massachusetts, like, jaws dropped when we said we went there and we didn't know. We're like, oh, man. So, I'm going to say for 4 hours, I'll say 400 points.
Oh, no. Not even if you add in the brewery and the cidery we went to. Still
about,
not.
About 25 points an hour.
25 points an hour, so 100.
And then...
100 points. and for then me, another, not losing my shit and like just screaming at people.
Another 20 awesome. Points for Far From the Tree Cidery, which we had the ectoplasm from. Yes,
that's good shit.
Okay, I can, yeah, I can.
I drove that entire
And another 20 time. Points for Notch, which is the brewery that we're going to have a beer from next.
Yes.
And I think I should get those, at least half of those brewery points, because I went with you there, too.
Then I should get at least half of yours, because I totally put Anonymous Rex.
So you get 140, and I get another 20.
Deal.
Okay. That sounds good. Sounds good. Tango, are you going to play some
Mame? No. Now it's time for a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back in a moment. Oh, then you're not supposed to play that sound effect for our sponsor.
Oh, my bad.
There we go, yeah. Let's get some coin.
Shit happens.
All right, so before we talk about a game, we're going to try the other beer from Salem, Massachusetts. It's from Notch Brewery. It's called Fodderstumpf. It's a German-style pilsner.
Oh, pour me a little bit.
It's made with only four ingredients. Traditional 1500s.
Water. I can have it, though.
Yeah. Water, hops, barley, and yeast.
Nice. That was a good crack.
Oh, yeah. Nice crack. I just chugged that ectoplasm.
Dang.
I like the art on it.
Peppery chugger.
Yeah. Oh, if you chug that, you can really taste the jalapeno.
That's good. I don't want a lot of this. Okay.
Not a big pills fan normally?
It's got to be a really good pills, and I've only ever had one really good pills.
It's German not ones usually. This one's not super hoppy.
It's what's called a... it just tastes like, or smells like, pepper. Stained glass.
The stained glass, yeah. Well,
but
we fucked up.
Mine's real good.
It's good. I like it.
Looks like you're fucked.
It's pretty good. I like that I can have it. I can't... you said there's another one in the fridge?
Yep, there's another one.
I can't wait to have that before my other beverages.
It's kind of hoppy, a little bit creamy. It's
really good for a pilsner.
Yeasty.
Not too yeasty.
A little bit, though. There's
maybe,
kind of
this
that's
could
what
be...
he said.
Yeah. Like a grilled cheese sandwich pulled apart.
Sad face sound.
Like, bitch, here's some soap.
Shit happened.
Oh, my God. I honestly can't taste it very well. I can tell it's good, but after that cider, it's really skewed. So I can't wait to have this later, but I'm going to, even with the skewed, I'll give it a 4. Because I can have it as well.
I would also give it high marks for Pilsner 375. I think it might be because the sweetness and the sugar from the ectoplasm is cutting through the bits I don't normally like, but
maybe
it's better than a kick in the dick.
I like it a lot for pills. I'm giving it a 4.5
it's
out of 5.
It's much better than a kick in the vagina as well, because that shit hurts, too.
I've never had that happen to me.
I've never had a kick to the nuts, so...
That's fair.
I'm not going to say that.
You've had a kick to the nuts, but not a kick to the vagina?
I'm not going to say that either.
Okay.
I've been kicked everywhere.
Okay.
Where's your vagina? Is that why you always wear hats?
Oh my goodness. Hey, you will.
Huh, what?
What game you play? Nailed it.
Yeah! First
I played a game called SteamWorld Quest, The Search for Gilgamesh.
Never heard of it. What's it on?
It was fun to watch.
It's on Switch.
Yeah?
It might be on other systems, too. But I played it on Switch, and I don't know, I researched, what's that? It came out, like, this year, 2019.
What kind of game is it?
It's a turn-based RPG.
Okay.
He's talking about RPG this time, not me.
Instead of having a standard move set, Your moves come from a deck of cards that get dealt out to you randomly.
Okay. So, like, face value? Like a jack is 10?
No, they're special cards for the game. Oh, like, okay. There's like a made-up deck. An attack move that does, like, 110% of your attack. And that's one of them.
And you the enemies also have
yep.
attack moves.
Yeah.
And so your three characters, well, you start out with two,
mm-hmm.
and eventually you get five, but you pick three characters at a time.
Right.
And your three characters go first. You get a hand of six cards, and you pick three to play. And then your three attacks or, like, defensive moves or stat-boosting moves or ailment cards. You can do ailments on the enemies, too.
Sure.
Yeah, like status effect.
So your three cards happen first, and then whatever the enemy was able to play, that happens second.
Mm-hmm.
I love the art style in this game.
It's like, really cool. It would like,
make some really good cosplay.
It's like animated paintings.
Okay.
And it's like it's like a fantasy world, but everything is like a steampunk robot. So the knight is like a steam-powered knight's suit of armor rather than a person in a suit of armor.
But more like robot-y, but not quite like...
Yeah, they're not like robot-y. Robot. No, like...
No.
Like medieval robot-y. Yeah.
Like I'm picturing cool. like, weather spouts and like, yeah, just big rivets, chunky kind of metal kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there'd be enemies that have, like, giant drill stingers.
Uh-huh. It would make some really good cosplay or a Halloween costume.
The only organic enemy in it is the slimes. Because there are some slime enemies. But everything else is robots. There's, like, robot liches.
What's the bathroom situation?
Oh, yeah.
There are no bathrooms in the game.
Robots don't have to go duty?
No, they don't.
What's the oil change situation?
There is... The frog robot does live in his mom's basement. And eats all the time. But they never talk about...
Mechanical Doritos and...
Yeah, they never talk about what he eats. His special power is mostly water based, like squirt gun
seems
type weapons.
A bad mix for a robot.
So he probably bathroom situation is shooting stuff at opponents that you're fighting.
So he's peeing in people's faces as an attack. That's the bathroom situation.
You just had to ask, huh? Oh my gosh. So, who's the main, like, bad guy?
The main bad guy is Gilgamesh.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
You start out as Armilli, and you want to join the Guild of Heroes, and somebody breaks into or comes into town and sets all the buildings on fire and kidnaps all the heroes. And it's actually the hero of legend who does it. The final boss is Gilgamesh, and he was, like, the ancient hero of legend, and he's still alive. And so you have to end up fighting him. Oh, there's dragons too. There's another.
Yeah, there's some. I probably.
There's didn't different see kinds of dragons. There's like some, ice dragon.
But I do love some dragons. Uh-huh.
But like Gilgamesh and the heroes, they're all robotic.
Yes.
Steampunk robotic.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
And it turns out that he wanted to resurrect the ancient evil again so that he could fight it and defeat it again so that he can be a hero. And so he wants fame and power again, so he's trying to resurrect the evil. So you have to stop the old hero.
Okay.
So because he wants his, like, he wants to be popular again. He defeated the evil, so no one cared anymore.
But it's kind of a cliche story, but the mechanics are really fun. You get five different characters, and you can unlock new cards for them as you earn money and items to unlock more cards. And then you go through and you make an 8-card deck for each of your characters. And then you choose 3 of the characters. So you get 8, 16, 24 card deck based on the 3 characters you're using. with the cards that you build it out of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're, you can make everybody have fire attacks if you're right. fighting in the ice level.
Yeah.
Or you can build a more healing heavy deck and swap out. There's, I think, 3 out of the 5 characters have a lot of healing moves.
Yeah, it looked like you needed a lot of that in the game, but I want to play it. It's a pretty game. I really liked the art style of it.
Yep, it's really fun. I made it up to the last boss and got defeated before we went to Boston. And then in the car while we were driving, I played through most of the game again to try and get some more experience points.
Yeah.
But I was so high level that going through the first 2 chapters, I didn't even level up one time. So I got to replay just the last level a couple times, where you have to fight evil clones of yourselves that have way more hit points than you do.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a pretty game.
And it's fun. If you like simple card games,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of simplified because it's not huge decks, and I appreciate that. Because
that's not what she said.
When I played Teppin, I didn't want to get into building decks. I didn't want to get into building a 60-card deck in Teppin. But doing an 8-card deck and an RPG for each character, that's good. It seems like it wouldn't be enough, but it actually is.
So the same 8 cards recycle every time? Repeat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But then you end up using...
I thought they were random.
Yeah, it randomizes and shuffles them.
You don't get the whole 8 every time.
No, you get to pick, like...
You will probably
out of get your 3 the 8 characters? Before it
reshuffles them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, out of your 3 characters, you have, like, multiple cards come up.
There's one more layer of strategy on top of that. Every time you play a card that does not take gear points, then you get a gear. But then some of the cards that are more powerful, they use up the gears.
Right.
So you have...
That like, balance game you're playing.
You like, play 2 standard attacks to get 2 gears, and then 1 special attack that costs 2 gears.
Right.
And then on top of that, if you play on one of your turns, you play 3 cards. If you play all 3 cards from this one character, then they get a 4th bonus attack, which it... Or bonus action, which is based on the weapon that you equip that character with.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you equip them with items that give them bonus powers and armor and weapons also.
Okay. Sounds gotcha. Like a cool RPG.
Yeah. It's, I like it.
Yeah.
And I didn't play it. I enjoyed watching it, but I would like to play it.
I recommend SteamWorld Quest Search for Gilgamesh.
Alright.
Sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. I heard the beer cracking.
Crack.
Oh, hey, we got 2 of these.
Yeah. Nice crack.
I heard another beer cracking.
I don't have another beer.
I don't think this is safe for Ginger.
I can no longer have that one. Any Founders, I am boycotting them. Extra hard. Ooh, are we going to actually review a Founders beer after the fucking shit they pulled?
Yeah.
Yeah, after the bullshit they pulled.
It was one specific manager.
Yeah, and he's still fucking working there, and they need to fire his ass.
They can't fire him until the litigation is through, but I guarantee you, once everything is done, they'll find a reason to get rid of him.
Oh, they can fucking fire him no matter what in Michigan.
It's incredibly difficult when there's litigation pending, mm-hmm. because... It's easier for him to prove it at that point.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Looks like you're fucked.
Yeah. Fuck that guy for doing that, and fuck anyone there who is fucking doing that racist shit.
He was being a smartass during a deposition, and they're being sued for racial discrimination, and he said he didn't know if Barack Obama was black. Or if Michael Jordan was black. Because he's just being a smartass.
Just being a cocksucker.
Yeah.
Not a good cocksucker.
I agree that it's like, the guy's a piece of shit, right? But if you look at depositions like that, especially when you come to big corporations, it sucks, but their whole basis of the argument is legal definitions of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really just arguing what the legal definition of anything is. So he's not denying that he knew what the guy's skin color was. He says that. I don't deny I know what the guy's skin color was. What he's saying is, I don't know what his ethnic background is, which is a shitty loophole, legal way to get out of acting like a fucking asshole, which the guy definitely did.
Speaking of that, also off topic, they just decided in a Michigan appellate court today or this week, somebody forgot to put tighten the lug nuts after doing a tire rotation. And the court decided that performing a tire rotation does not include tightening the lug nuts.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. So if someone doesn't tighten your lug nuts, you can't sue them.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Fuck off, Michigan lawmakers, you fucking assholes.
Anyway, this beer.
Mosaic Promise.
Single hop ale.
Not saying that that is a good beer, I've had it before. I am just not pleased with Founders.
I really like the stained glass art piece that they put on it. They have the full size one at the Grand Rapids Brewery
location. It was for Art Prize.
Yeah. It was an Art Prize, yeah. It's like the goddess of hops.
I give it a 4 out of 5. It's just a good solid beer.
Mm. This is a canned one. It's actually better in the tap room.
Yeah.
I give this 3.75.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste like green peppers and jalapenos.
Yummy.
So, Ginger,
what game do you play?
I play Merge Dragons. Yes, no, boo, yay. I have mixed feelings about this game. I love dragons.
So what kind of game is it?
So it is on your phone. It's a cellular phone game. It just, you merge.
Side-scrolling beat 'em up?
No. All you do is merge 3 items for a better item, and then you merge 3 or more items for a better item, and you get better dragons.
So it's just all menus?
All menus.
What is the gameplay like? You just merge items?
You just merge items.
So it's just menus.
What's just menus?
That's like you have a menu list of items, and you merge them?
No, they're physical
items.
Like pictures, a menu of pictures.
You have 3 little dragon eggs, you merge them for a dragon. You just drag and drop them together?
On a field. So
yeah, it's drag and drop.
Okay. Like a...
on a checkered field.
A map.
I'm not sure what you're trying to get at.
I'm trying to understand what genre of game it is. A strategy?
Mobile.
It's a bullshit game.
Time waster.
So it's a game without gameplay?
You have your camp where you grow your dragons and you can get like items to get like open up your little map that you have your dragons live on. And then there's challenges and other areas where you can get treasure chests and stuff, and you have like you have to make this item.
How do you get treasure chests?
You beat a level because there's levels, and then there's challenges. So
How do you beat a level if the game is just merging stuff?
You have to merge certain items. Okay, and
that's a true
story. Wrong button. Sorry.
So,
good job, Ginger.
Woo! Ginger wins.
So this is why I also fucking hate it too, because I love dragons, and then it's just like this bullshit merge game, and it's a time waster. Yes, it's a bullshit game. There's tons of fucking bullshit. Fucking what is it? Loot boxes.
Oh, it's pay to win.
No, not pay to win. Pay to get certain
pay for a plus heroes 3% chance to get the item that you want.
Boo.
Not quite that, just paying to get items and then you can merge them.
Do you get items at random or do you get to pick which items? Do you get to pick which items you get? Or is it at random?
It's stuff that will have certain amount of items in it, so you know you'll get certain items and then some will be better or worse. So that's why I don't like it.
Is it like Mario Kart where you get something random, or is it like Gems of War where you can pay money to get a certain thing?
Both. Or is it both? It's a little bit of both. Okay. Yeah. And that's why I don't like it, but I don't mind the slight time waster, even though I don't need it, really.
There's probably timers in there, too, so you can't do stuff once.
Yeah.
And they sleep.
Yeah, so if you build, if you merge houses together, the dragon houses, you'll get better ones, and they'll, like, it will be a less timer for them to come out and get items to merge to get better items to get more dragons.
So is there any, like, actual gameplay or, like, enemies to fight or, like, mazes
there
to go through?
There are some enemies that do come out in the challenges or in the levels. There's, like, zombie guys that your dragon shoot. Them? You just tap on them and your dragon shoot.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. There's, like, evil logs, too.
Evil logs?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like wooden logs lying
like
on the
ground. Just logs lying on the ground that have your hit points.
That's the toilet situation.
That's the toilet situation.
The evil logs plug them up.
Sounds like a Catholic school.
Time to get the plunger.
That's the devil.
That is funny.
Pushing out your sins.
Oh my god. So, it's cool to get these cutesy little dragons. I am a dragon fan. That's why I was like, okay, let me check this out. There's other ads for stupid other merge games. I don't want them. This one has dragons. So.
Don't you want to merge mermaids?
No. No.
Alright.
Dragons are so much
cooler. Merge lanes?
And my question is there really a merge mermaid game? Or are you fucking my emotions?
The secret guest is like, where is this mermaid shit? Ginger's crazy, but I need this in my life.
Legit.
So, I mean, I don't recommend it because the simple fact of all the loot boxes and the pay-to-win shit. I do recommend it if you want, like, a slight time waster and you like dragons and you like cutesy poo games. There's, like, certain events where you're like, oh, merge 5, and then you get the special dragon. I have a duck dragon floating around. It's real cute. But, I mean, I do and I don't recommend it. If you want a fucking time waster on your game, check it out. If you don't like it...
A time waster game on your phone?
Don't fucking download it.
Not a time waster on your game.
I'm in the middle of, like, I even talked about this for, like, the last month. Like, I really want to talk about it, and I don't because it's, like, I like it and I don't like it all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Looks like you're fucked.
So, yeah, if you want to fucking download the Merge Dragons, do it. If you don't want a time waster on your phone, don't fucking do it.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I will.
I definitely won't.
That's fine. I don't care if
but
you
thanks
don't.
For giving me enough information to realize that I don't. Because I really don't think I do.
Cool.
Maybe if there was like a... I don't know. What would I want? I don't
know. We play Gems of War. So... So, Merge Dragons... Don't play it or do. But if they want to sponsor us, we'll take that money.
I'll play it then.
Yeah. Yeah, I would try it out. Maybe if they made like a Merge Monkeys game or like a Merge Strippers game.
Merge
Strippers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here with what? That shit.
They have to
come on, that would be like a top seller.
I would rather, like, do a merge, like, Hot Manga Babes from the pinball, like, game.
Well, yeah, that would work. What's
that would be better. Basic, you get basic strippers, and then you can make them into cutesy poo anime girls.
The more you merge, the bigger their boobs get.
Yeah. Cardi B's the end boss.
You just wake up, like, all your stuff is gone.
She'd be like, hey, beach. Alright, here's a word from something.
Here's a word from our next segment.
Play Final Fantasy.
It's the Song of Storms.
Quick dis... Quick...
Dick-sclaimer?
Quick dick-splainer. I mean, disclaimer.
You will hear a review of a Founders beer in the next segment.
We do talk some shit about what happened, but yeah. This will be the last time that we feature Founders beer on our podcast.
The bullshit that they put that African-American man that worked at the Detroit location was ridiculous, and they finally settled.
Yep, Tracy Evans, they settled the lawsuit, but
nothing's coming out.
There were so many articles about it that they had to, they tried to get ahead of the news too late, only because it was hurting their bottom line, not because they felt bad.
Upon the other bullshit that they like to pull, I know some people that still work there, and it's really unfortunate that there's good people that work for a company that doesn't give a shit about you.
But it used to be a local brewery. Now it's 79% owned by a company in Spain. So it's not a local brewery anymore. Now it's a corporation.
Yeah. It's not bad that places, companies are overseas or anything. Nothing against Spain. But the way they handled this shit was such bullshit. And it's fucking 2019. Like, get your shit together, Founders. On top of them having dirty tanks and treating a trans person with
complete cross-contaminating wheat and beer disrespect. That doesn't use, and if somebody uses the N-word in work, fucking fire them.
Yes. Like, that is an inexcusable word. It is derogatory, and if you fucking paid attention to history class and, like, bullshit and racist assholes, like, can't even do it. And we are no longer going to keep our mugs there, and that's after 12, 13 years.
Yeah, we're not going to renew our Mug Club memberships after 12, 13 years. We're not going to buy their beer anymore. Yeah. And we're never going to have them on our podcast anymore either.
Yep, we don't want to give the wrong impression and think that we support it. When we recorded the podcast, it was just brought up and not a lot of information was out, besides there was a discrimination lawsuit.
Yep, a lot more information has come out since we recorded this next segment.
Yeah.
A little bit, anyways. We did talk a lot about it in the segment.
Yeah, we talked a lot of shit. But
so then, you'll hear more.
Yeah.
But
this is the last time.
Fuck Founders. I'm going to shop there as much as I shop on Amazon and at Walmart now, which is never.
Exactly.
Better than the original.
So dangerous.
Some of those 1960s PSAs are pretty good.
Simon, what game you play?
I played a long time ago a game called Paperboy.
That's what he said.
Sorry. What? Just say it. I have played it on an arcade console. I played it on Game Boy, but mostly I played it on NES. One of the first games I remember playing on the NES that's not Mario related.
All right.
And I remember playing it ad nauseum, just endlessly, because it's notoriously difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to die in. It's
easy to lose all your papers in, too.
Yep. It's timing based. You're trying to deliver papers to houses. You want to deliver it either to their door or into their mailbox by throwing it from a BMX bike as you're riding by. But there's all kinds of pitfalls along the way, like throwing it through their window, dogs chasing you, cars backing out of driveways, angry homeowners chasing you. Some of the houses along the route you don't deliver to. And as you repeat the route, if you fuck up delivering it to them the week before, the next week they may cancel their subscription.
Yeah.
So you have to constantly pay attention to who you're actually still delivering to.
Pitfalls? Is this related to that? Are you like Harry's cousin?
No, it's a metaphor. Not a metaphor. Right. A turn of phrase.
Oh.
But I remember just being so frustrated and in love with the game at the same time. It's one of those ones that's like, it's addicting, but it's incredibly angering at the same time.
So it's like a racing game?
You're racing against some of the dangerous elements, sure.
But you have to be careful to not break a window or throw it in the wrong spot.
You can also like subdue.
So I don't know what kind of genre you'd call this game. But you're riding a bike diagonally up to the right.
It's Paperboy.
It's almost platforming or like third person platforming.
Like automatic scrolling.
Yeah, it automatically scrolls. I don't know what genre. I think it's...
But while you're driving the bike, you have to throw papers.
You have to throw papers. You can speed up, you can turn left, you can turn right, you can slow down. You have to go through intersection, avoid cars.
Mm-hmm.
You can jump off the curb a little bit.
There's some ramps, too.
There's ramps, especially at the end of each level.
Oh, the bonus level is the best.
Oh, man, it's so frustrating.
I wish you could just play the bonus level and skip fucking delivering the papers.
I wish you could just deliver papers and then skip the bonus level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, like, I never even saw the bonus level.
When you get to the end of the blocks that you're delivering papers for, mm-hmm. there's like this woody area in between the areas.
Okay.
And there's ramps and like mud pits, if I remember correctly. And you could speed up or slow down based on the path that you took and get extra points.
Oh, that's on the NES version?
It's just what I remember. Like, okay. It's been 20 years since I played the game.
The Game Boy version, I think it was two blocks with 10 houses each.
Mm-hmm.
And you started out, 10 of them subscribed. Okay. And 10 of them didn't.
Yep.
But once you got to the end of the two blocks on the Game Boy version, it was like a BMX course.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to go like on the light path and avoid the mud.
Yep.
And then there were all ramps on the path.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
You made it sound like it was in the woods.
Well, no, it's like a woodsy area in between the blocks.
Because there's no houses.
Yeah, there's no houses. There's just ramps. There's some trees off to the side. There's the mud. You have to follow the path like you described. Yeah.
I'm going to take everyone's word for it. There could be aliens on the side, and I'd be like, yep.
Oh, really?
Saw them, but see.
I know there's witches. There's probably aliens.
There's the hearse. There's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
When you start
the Grim Reaper, I know will come and kill you.
If you start to do really bad, well then.
Looks like you're fucked.
There's a kid driving a remote control car that will kill you.
He'll try and kill you.
Yeah.
All the people are really
the remote control car will kill you.
The kid's driving it. He's trying to make you fall off your bike. He wants to.
It's like when he's sitting in.
No.
He's radio control.
It. It's just like a little car, and he's trying to drive it in between your tires and
get you to pull wipe off your bike out.
Crush that shit with your fucking bike. Fuck that kid and be like, fuck you, kid.
The part that cracks me up is at the
like
end of
Michael
every
Jordan,
week.
Fuck them kids. I'm just kidding. He said sorry.
Except you're delivering papers for $3.60 a week instead of playing basketball for $100 million. Yeah. My favorite part is at the end of every week, the headline for the paper was how you did. Yeah. Like, that's the only news in this little town.
Is how good
paper
you did.
Paperboy fucking sucks. Like,
this Paperboy crushed my, like, 5 windows.
Yeah.
Well, you get more points for subscribers. You get points if it lands on their front doorstep.
And non-subscribers. And
you get more points if it goes in their mailbox, which is harder to hit.
Yep.
And for
it's on the other side, isn't it? You can get
close to it. Sometimes it's up by the house. Sometimes it's by the road.
Everything is on the left. And you're driving up diagonally to the right.
Okay.
So you just press the button to throw a paper to the left.
Yes.
Top scroller.
Does the like neighborhood always stay the same?
You're always just going up one street diagonally to the right.
So you can memorize it.
Yes, totally.
Okay.
It changes.
You never change direction. You just go in one.
But I'm wondering, like, let's say you start on level 1 and then you die and then you start on level 1 again. Will it be the same exact thing or will it
change? It's really hard to die in level 1. You have to, I mean, you don't lose subscribers that fast.
It's not hard to, like, run into cars.
Well, and even if you die, you have multiple lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
if you it doesn't change. Like, the levels are all the same, so you can easily memorize, like,
the first level is always the same, the second level is always the same, the third level is always the same.
Okay. Is it like that? Well, each week, it's the houses are the same. Is it not randomized? Is it the same every time?
No, I'm not sure.
I thought
it's been so long.
I know which houses are subscribing sometimes.
Well, you can tell just by looking at them.
Yeah.
Different colors on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what Willie was getting at is for the people who don't subscribe to you, you can, like, throw newspapers through their windows and still get points.
You get points for breaking their windows. If they've got gravestones in their front yard, you get points for knocking over the gravestones.
Or they'll chase after you. Like if they see you driving past their house and they're not a subscriber, they'll run out and chase after you, and you can throw a newspaper and hit them, and they'll fall over and be like, why you,
You can only carry 10 papers at a time, but when you run out, you get to pick up, you can find on the street more bundles of papers.
Bundles of papers.
So you gotta make sure you're picking up more papers.
Like a real paper boy.
Yeah. Not quite like a real paper boy.
No, but like, they'll leave
everything your else paper. Is real, but that's not.
You'll... They'll leave papers out for you to pick up in certain places.
For you to throw through windows.
You don't throw through windows. You put it on the front porches.
You can throw them at dogs. You can throw them at children. You can throw them at cars.
It's a kid riding the tricycle.
He's such a dick.
Yeah, I hated him. He just wait for you and then drive out in front of you.
And laughs at you.
Suicidal asshole.
So, do you recommend this game?
Oh, hell yes. It's a classic game.
It is.
It's one of the games that's a foundation to my gaming history. It's frustrating, it's challenging, and it's satisfying when you actually beat it.
Nice.
That happens a lot. Get used to
that's
that.
That's the Paperboy sound?
No, that's Donkey Kong. But,
oh.
But you're
don't
gonna,
at me, gamers.
You're going to die a lot. You're going to...
I did, and that's why I never really played it very much.
Well, how would you die a lot if you never played it much?
But every time I played, I died. So I was like,
well, that happens
game.
Every time you play any game.
Oh, it was just quickly.
Snap.
I know, he's being a dickhead.
Well, it happens to me too anytime I play a game. I almost never beat a game.
What about party golf?
Without dying. Party golf?
Yeah.
Alright, when I play party golf with you, I don't.
That's funny. So, find Paperboy and play it and get frustrated and actually want to throw a paper through windows.
Oh, one ported, more thing about it. The arcade controls was like an actual bike handle. So you played with bike handles as a controller.
Cool.
And that was pretty cool.
It was not as good as the home one.
Well, especially if you're used to the home one.
Yeah.
But if you started with the arcade machine.
Sure. It came out first in the arcade.
Yeah.
And it was ported to NES, ColecoVision, or not Coleco,
Game Boy, Sega.
Game Boy, Sega, Master System. I think it was on the Master System.
Alright.
Yeah.
Nice.
All you retro gamers out there, check it out. It's worth a play.
Uh-huh. And all the ones who have never played it, go play it.
Download it on your computer and stick it to the man.
Do it.
And then hook a bike up to your computer as a controller and play it like it was meant to be played.
You're filthy casual if you don't. Rewatch an episode that she watched the night before.
Recommendations.
He will even ask me. He'll straight up ask me, do you want to rewatch this? Are you sure you want to rewatch this?
She watched it like less than 24 hours ago.
Fuck yeah.
Nailed it.
So, Star Trek mystery guest,
Star Trek Next Generation.
It's really good.
The and now I'm going to tell you my top three characters.
Top three characters, all right.
Yes. All right, Deanna Troi is number one because I'm an empath and I feel her so deeply. So deeply.
Do you recommend her mom?
Not even a little bit.
Her mom is such an annoying asshole.
Except the way she fucks with Picard.
Yes.
I kind of did.
The way she fucks with Picard is amazing.
Well,
every
yeah,
single time
Picard
she
Picard wants
the
Wesley, the boy.
Not Deanna's mom.
Number two
is Data.
Fuck yeah. Yes.
I love Data. Just flat mm-hmm. out. There's, I mean, like, you don't even have to explain it. It's Data.
Yes.
Everyone knows who Data is. And then Riker.
So I'm right there with you, except Worf is number three.
And I don't like Worf.
That's insane. Love Worf.
It just so grates fun. On my nerves.
I like.
But that was
I like the Klingons. Cast. Worf's kind of a square.
Yeah, that's why I like him. That's why I like him.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He wants to until, be so hardcore, and then he wants yep. to, like, complain until, about it and
why. Deep Space Nine, when he gets with the lady with the bumps, yep. and then she's like, let's fucking fight sex. And yep. they're like, all about it. It's
well,
funny.
He did that once with one lady, and mm-hmm. then he said that, we were married, Data, we Data, did both. Yeah.
Data fucked well, that one lady.
He has the kid, too.
Yes.
Huh? Worf has this kid too.
So yeah,
I forget his name.
Alexander, that little Alexander. Fucking twat. Yeah. Dude, his haircut makes me want to punch him. A new like but head he's, like marking.
He's oh. more like yes. Klingons than
yes,
yeah.
than Worf is.
Uh-huh. I was he gonna so say is. My favorite Star Trek square is Odo.
But that's
yeah, not the next generation.
I don't know what you
Deep Space Nine is fucking really good, too. I mean, love that one.
I love Cisco, but I also mm-hmm. love the Ferengi. What's his name?
Quark.
Yeah, oh. Quark is legit.
Yeah, dude, Quark right, is a fucking
so
asshole.
So, Mystery Guest recommends
Star Trek Next Generation.
TNG.
Just watch it. Like,
TNG.
All at once. It's so good.
Just take, like, a week off and binge all of the what?
It's fine. How there's many seasons? There's 7 seasons, and there's, like, 300 episodes per season. It's insane.
So I'm gonna recommend a podcast called The Worst Year Ever.
It's so good. It's I was just telling someone about it today.
Katie Stoll, Cody Johnston. From Some More News and Even More News, mm-hmm. and Robert Evans from Behind the Bastards.
Yep.
And they teamed up together to do a podcast about this next year, the worst year ever.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and so they're like covering.
It's all about, it's all about election coverage. And oh, how shitty okay. this election year is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's really yeah. good because
it's
gonna they're
be this,
going to
be the worst year ever.
See, terrible. You know why?
They're going into terrible. Things, so we don't have to.
You know why I could never listen to this?
Why?
Because I already have to live this election cycle yeah. once. I don't want to study it.
But I can listen to this yeah. because then I don't have to watch the news, and I can hear him say, hey, you know what? I would vote for this presidential candidate if they sent a dick pic to Trump and posted public proof on Twitter, they would earn my vote. That's what they did in the newest episode.
Yeah.
So
and they also
they're funny.
Or even if it's Warren, just send them the pussy yep. pic.
It doesn't have like, to be your own dick. Just send any dick. Just send a dick pic to Trump. And I'll vote for you.
It's really good.
Well, so I know how I'm going to get my electorate.
So listen to The Worst Year Ever.
Yeah. Simon, you want to go next?
Yeah, or? I'm going to recommend a culinary YouTube channel.
Okay.
I don't recommend all that they produce. It's called Bon Appetit. It's the culinary magazine.
Yep.
But
Boner
isn't that French for bone apple teeth?
I or think Boner apple the teeth?
Yes, yes. That's... It's a sex accent. It's the French it's the French Kama Sutra.
Cock.
it's when you put your dick in an apple and somebody takes bites out of the apple.
No!
Yes. That's how I met your mother.
That's a scary
thing. Oh my god. You guys are fucking sick, and it's hilarious.
But there's a few of the personalities on the channel, the people who make the test recipes and all that stuff, and they make YouTube videos. If you're at all interested in culinary exploration, it's worth checking out. And some of them are fucking hilarious. The edits that they make on their videos just...
They're on point.
They're awesome. And check it out if you are into anything, like if you like the Food Network or if you like Anthony Bourdain or Jet Li. That
all right.
What's Jet Li.
Not Jet Li.
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is a...
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis Somebody. Is a weirdo.
But, yeah.
Good show, though.
Good, good channel, mostly.
Yeah. All right. All right. So I am going to recommend Girl in Space podcast. It's just called Girl in Space.
Yeah.
But it's a podcast. So it's about a audio diary of a girl in space, and some weird shit just kind of starts happening. But she's just on this little... space.
Well, it's a big space station.
A big, okay, a little big space station. A
scientific
station. And research she's just doing research, station. And she's there by herself, and she just does a diary.
Yeah, it's like
about.
It's an audio diary that she records on a tape recorder.
Yep.
That so it's a scripted podcast.
Yes.
Voice acted by.
By Sarah Werner. Sarah Rhea Werner is the host and producer.
Does she write it?
I think maybe Sarah Golding and her write it. It's really good. It's nice. And she has a very, very nice voice to listen to. It's not like, I don't know. There's some podcasts where like just some hosts like have, I'm sorry, bad voices. She does not. And we binged a whole bunch of it on our way to Pod Tales. And I really, really like it. And I can't wait to listen to more. Uh-huh. We haven't listened to all of it. I don't know what number we left off on, like maybe 6 or 7.
I love how podcasts.
Yeah,
I love how 9. Podcasts have brought us back full circle to what radio was.
Uh-huh. When
it was just storytelling.
Like Dragnet in the 1930s.
Yeah. You would tune into these serialized stories every single week because it was the most riveting entertainment there was.
Uh-huh.
And we've really come full circle that
way. It is neat. And this was cool to meet a whole bunch, and Girl in Space was there at Podtails.
I didn't run into her. I didn't get to meet her.
I didn't get to meet her either. I might have like seen her in passing.
She didn't have a table, but I think she did a presentation or two.
Yeah, and it was nice to get some different podcasts and a bunch of storytime podcasts to listen to.
I'm just glad that not everybody in podcasts has a good voice. Once I heard once I heard Stu doing his diaries and Voyage to the Stars, and I was like, hey, I could do a podcast too.
But I mean, not like, I don't mind his voice. Like, but there's some
people. But it's different. It's not like your typical radio voice.
But that's okay. It doesn't like hurt my ears. Like, there's some people that, I'm sorry, that just, it's ear blood to me. Like, I can't listen to them. It's just like almost ASMR thing, and like a lot of people
like a that visceral I do reaction.
Yeah, that I do listen to, I like listening to them. They have nice voices to me. Like, I would equivalent it to ASMR, because there's some that we can listen to and it puts us to sleep like that, because their voices are just so calming. It's like, okay, good night.
Like honey over warm bread.
I was gonna say Aaron Mankey.
And then there's some where like their voices aren't annoying me, but it's so captivating I can't fall asleep to, or I'm like just really listening. And then there's some that I'm like, I can't actually listen to your voice, Joe Rogan. But I really, really enjoy Girl in Space, and I can't wait to listen to more. And the more she puts out, I'll be happy.
I think we're almost done with season one, and she's somewhere in season two right now.
Yay! So. It's exciting.
Sounds cool.
Girl in Space. Check out that podcast.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
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 Are we going to do our outro? Or are we going to like skip whatever? All right. Yeah. Thanks Let's for listening. Let's do it.
We ain't got no more commercials.
You can email us at grandrapidiansplayvideogames@gmail.com.
You can find us on Patreon if you want to support us, help us get more better microphones and setups and shit.
And maybe some, like, headsets, because I guess that, like...
makes a difference.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some advice that I need to make everybody on the podcast wear headphones while we record.
So
if you give me some headphones, I'll wear them.
Yeah, all right.
But patrons, come on through, please. We love you.
There's still...
T-shirts.
T-shirts, stickers.
$1 a month, you get bonus episodes. $2 a month, you get... we got 4 different stickers now.
Mm-hmm. We'll send you so rad.
One of each.
Mm-hmm.
$6 a month, we have some custom Grand Rapids Ingress T-shirts.
You can see Lance twerking at $6, right? Or
any level. You get access to our posts.
Yep.
On Patreon.
That's worth the price of entry, right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $1.
Yes, Lance. I actually need to just do twerking in one shot like you. I promise I will. I just haven't got to it yet.
Maybe that'll be our bonus Christmas present for patrons.
Wow. Oh my God, yeah. That's so ridiculous. You can find us on Instagram at Grand Rapidians.
I have a question about
video games.
Our patron levels.
Yeah.
What level do you have to be at to see the peeing behind a dumpster video?
I don't know. Maybe we should just make that open for all patrons. Any level.
Does our Reddit, is anything happening with that, Solomon?
No.
Have you tried?
No.
Nope. I have tried.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've posted to the podcast subreddit.
Uh-huh.
And
was that three months ago?
No, not quite that long ago, but it was
2 months ago.
I did try. That's the takeaway here.
All right. We're on Twitter at grand_video.
Will's all over the trust.
Ginger, can you help the cat get in the arcade machine?
Sure.
That's yes. How into video games we are.
Yeah, we let our cat crawl around in the arcade machine.
It is not plugged in.
No.
And he doesn't chew on wires.
They literally threw away their reclining, oversized stuffed chair.
Because it was
so
shitty.
So they could have an arcade cabinet in their living room.
More
and
details.
If you don't appreciate that dedication, then you're listening to the wrong podcast. It's a
we'll have more details on that in next week's Level Up. Our LXP.
If you saw my personal Twitter, I have Tango playing with, it's super cute, and then he kisses, anyways.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah, what's your Twitter?
Yes, my Twitter is Ginger's Chocobo.
My Twitter I've said it before,
Nomads.
I'm done.
You're never on it anyways.
You can find him if you look at our followers.
Yep. Not at mine, it'll take you a while.
Yeah, Will's following like a bajillion people. That's okay.
All right.
So thanks to Inadequacy for the rad music, the intro and outro music, and thank you, Anchor, for making it so easy to record podcasts.
Send us a voice message
on Anchor, and we can include it if you'd like us to.
And thanks, Movie Seller, for the promo swap.
Yeah.
You guys are cool.
Okay, we love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Creepy.
That was such a creepy goodbye.